I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My name is Ikechi Polycarp Ihejirikan. I coordinate the activities of the Worldwide Evangelical Ministry. Our topic today is about being prayerful and reflective in this season of anomy in the world. Father God, I commit all who hear this message into your hands. I lift them up before your throne of grace, praying, Father, for open doors, open hearts, open ears, that they will learn and be encouraged to continue in the work of Christ. And for those who have not yet given their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, that they may know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, your Holy Son, whom you sent, and through that knowledge be saved and inherit eternal life. Blessed be your holy name, dear Father in heaven. In Jesus' name I prayed. Amen. Today is December 20, 2018. In a few days, the world will be celebrating what they have come to call Christmas. But the celebration started more than a month ago. Many new things in the shops, celebrations galore, churches with different programs, all inviting everybody to come to their church. And yet, the one who came died and rose for us is neglected, because these festivities do not represent what he came into the world to do, to save us from our sins. I'm going to take my reading today, first reading, from Exodus chapter 32, verses 1 to 8. Now, when the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, the people gathered together to Aaron and said to him, "Come, make us gods that shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." And Aaron said, "Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, your sons and your daughters, and bring them to me." So all the people broke off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. And he received the gold from their hand and fashioned it with an engraving tool and made a molded calf. Then they said, "This is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt." So when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made a proclamation and said, "Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord." Then he rose early on the next day, offered burnt offerings, and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. And the Lord said to Moses, "Go, get down, for your people whom you brought out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made themselves a model calf and worshipped it and sacrificed it to it and said, this is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt. How sad, you say. And I join you and say, how sad. But is that not what most of us are doing today in organized Christianity? Just as Israelites complained that Moses was absent and not even sure what had become of him, is that not what so many Christians have become? Doubtful of the Lord's second coming. And through the centuries, they have erected false gods and told lies that it is the God who had delivered us from our sins. All we have to do is go to church, hear the pastor and go home, hear the priest, hear whatever names they go by these days. And that's why billions of those who say they are Christians today will go on December 25 to worship. They go to churches to worship. But the truth is, are they really worshiping God, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who sent his Son to die for you and I? Or are they worshiping the type of calf that Aaron, who was a high priest, carved out for the people of Israel, the people of God then, to worship? If the Israelites could be in error with Moses, the high priest, in error because Moses was absent for a period, do you think your so-called general overseers and pastors and presidents and founders of ministries, and I don't want to talk about the man that is sitting in the seat of Peter, which is the fourth seat of Peter in Rome, none of these people are representing the God that I serve and which any true follower of Christ is serving? Because I tell you, those who know their Lord today and in this season and every day of their lives, rather than engaging in debauchery, in falsehood and distortion of truth, in all the merrymaking associated with this season, those ones are in their closets, prayerful, reflecting, thankful, worshiping God, and looking unto him who died for us, knowing that you cannot separate Christ's coming from his walk on earth, from his teachings, and from his death and his resurrection. That you cannot separate one event from the other. The reason he left his throne in heaven to come to earth was for the salvation of humanity. Those ones continue each day to look at Isaiah in their attitude as a light of the world. They look up and I read Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 to 9. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with the deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised and we did not care. Yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us like sheep have strayed away. We have left God's paths to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and a sheep, as a sheep is silent before the shearers, did not open his mouth. Unjustly condemned, he was led away. No one cared that he died with their descendants, that his life was cut short in midstream. But he was struck down for the rebellion of my people. He had done no wrong, never deceived anyone. But he was buried like a criminal. He was put in a rich man's grave. I took this reading from the New Living Translation. Those who know the Lord today and in this season and every day of their life are reflective, they're prayerful, they're thankful. And how do we do that? Let us renew our commitment to our high priest and the author of our salvation. And I read Hebrews chapter 8 verses 1 to 2 from the New King James Version. Now, this is the main point of the things we are saying. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of majesty in heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord erected and not man. Always looking up to him, daily making a commitment to serve him, to be the light in a dark world, to be an example in our generation, an example in your community, by living that life that he has enjoined us to do. The Lord Jesus Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments, and they are not burdensome. Let us today make a commitment not to follow the world and organize Christianity in the laughter that is the same reminiscent of the one when Israelites were worshipping Aaron's calf. Let us look on him whom we pierce with our sins. Let us embrace the cross in repentance. All of us have sinned, including the man speaking to you, but have been saved by his grace and can be saved by grace for those who have not believed. But we're not saved so you can follow another human being to be misled, just like the Israelites were misled by Aaron. Or to be misled, just as organized Christianity is misleading many. There is no shortcut to knowing God. There is no shortcut, I repeat. You have to go to your closet. Read the word of God. It's there for you. Are reading and my reading. Embrace the cross. Cry out to him, and the Lord will visit you. And when he visits you, no one can deceive you anymore. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Yes, I said you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You cannot continue to be eating the wickedness that is emanating from many pulpits that do not present the author of our salvation on a daily basis in their preaching, in their teaching, and in their living. You, hearing my voice, are being enjoined to turn, go to your closet, cry unto the Lord, study the scriptures to show yourself approved, a workman who is not ashamed, rightly dividing the truth. And see if the Lord will not visit with you and minister life into your heart anew and enable you to walk the walk of righteousness and to be that light shining in your community, in your environment. Father God, I thank you because I've given them your word. May your peace continue to reign upon them, O Lord, your people. May they continue to enjoy the bountiful things that come from knowing you, which is your peace, which surpasses every understanding, and the joy that no one can know but except those who have come into your presence. Father, preserve them from the evil one. Deliver them from all evil. Lead them away from every temptation, O Lord, even as your light continues to shine upon their paths, and your countenance will continue to envelop them, that nothing shall by any means touch or hurt them, O God. All this I pray in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be your holy name, dear Father in heaven. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.